1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Don't forget the debut of Teachers on NBC, a show starring me and our good friends Bartha and Alexander and Shahi and Winston and Richmond and Rocha is on the 28th of this month at 9:30 p.m. on NBC. The show is Teachers. Robert Greene is going to join us tonight on the program. And as of late, a number of grocers, retail food outlets, places that do business with families are banding together, forming very loose coalitions or confederations, if you will, in making sure they monitor the kinds of product that they sell from the market, from the farmer down to the central market, then where it's wholesaled out to the retail outlets. Is it exactly the kind of thing that they want to have in their store? Not so much as food, but as, as something that is going to be, something that's going to be okay to have in the store with the family around. I'm not probably not understanding, Bob. Thank you for being on the program. This started when exactly? Because you told me that you had noticed a number of younger couples coming into the store.
I for a long time, Phil, as have a great many people in the retail grocery business. I've looked the other way when we have these younger people coming into our store and buying some items that are food items that have become popular for something else. And I'm talking about the use of these items as some kind of something you use when you're having sex is about the only way I can say it. And I've talked to Jim Greenspan, who is very, very big with the Lloyd's grocery chain, Dick Cummings, who has also worked very closely with our California Grocers League in monitoring some of these things. And we are trying to come up with a protocol on how to deal with this. But for now, I think we're all agreed that we just don't want to look the other way when this happens.
You're talking about what? What are they buying?
Well, it can be something as simple as, if it's a married couple or a family, we got no problem. I want to make that clear. A married couple coming in, they're going to buy a can of whipped cream. It most likely is something that they're going to use for their children's dessert or their own dessert, and we endorse that. Where we have to draw the line is when these young people who are obviously not married come in and they're going directly to where these items are sold. At what point am I allowed as a grocer to say something? And that's the protocol that we're trying to set up.
So you are at right now confabbing with other retail outlets to come up with some sort of rules of the game?
To come up with a what we call a protocol, or yeah, rules of the game is a good way of putting it, on when to confront a customer or engage a customer with a question as to why they're buying a certain product. And again, I have no problem with families, married people, and so forth. When the individual is an unmarried individual or is a single individual, and they have decided to use my grocery store as a place where they're going to purchase things that are not used in any family-friendly way, I really want to say something about that.
All right, there's going to be people going to ask you, what right do you have to monitor why people buy things as long as they're buying them?
I don't have any real political right, Phil, but what I do have is an obligation as the operator of a business that prides itself on its relationship with families. I also have the right as a private businessman to refuse service to individuals based upon their behavior, not upon their race, not upon their religion. There are very clear federal laws regulating that. I can't, for instance, as some businesses used to, I can't deny service to an African American. I can't deny service to Hispanic people. And that's only as it should be. But I can deny service to someone who I perceive to be debasing or degrading my business.
All right, you mentioned young couples coming in and buying whipped cream. Is that all they're buying?
Well, that's not all they're buying, but if you're buying whipped cream and then you're buying razor blades, if you're buying whipped cream or you're buying Bic shavers, and those are the only two things you're buying, and you are a young, probably 18, 19, 20-year-old people, and everything, you're giggling away, and everything's a big laugh, and in line behind you are families, in line in front of you are families, and there you are with your girlfriend, and you've got your Bic razor and your whipped cream. I've looked the other way, I think, long enough on this. The other area that we're concerned about, and again, I don't want to be reading anything into anything.
Well, that's the question I have. How do you know, as you say, you have the right to deny service to people based upon behavior. I understand that. But how do you really know that you're refusing service? How do you not know that you're refusing service to somebody who wanted these items for a totally innocent reason?
Phil, I don't. I mean, that's the quick answer to your question. I don't. But I'd rather be on the safe side. I'd rather not expose a family of children and a mother and other people who are standing in line behind this couple of young people who are, you know, snickering and giggling, and they're putting the whipped cream and razor blades or shaving cream and razor blades, and, yeah, and you get into some of these other things. You know, you have to put two and two together. And I mentioned to you off the air about in the produce section, you know, you're going to see a single woman. I want to ask you a question. Do I have the right to ask why, if I see a single woman buy one cucumber, is that something that I have there?
Well, how often does that happen, really? I mean, that's ridiculous. Somebody, maybe she's making a salad.
It doesn't happen often at all. It doesn't happen often at all. But I would ask you, when and if it does happen, do I have the right to intercede?
Well, what are you going to say? I'm sorry, I can't sell you that cucumber. It gets to be a joke, doesn't it? I mean, people are going to laugh in your face.
Absolutely, they're laughing in my face. But I would rather be laughed at than have any impression given that I am a operating a store that is not above, that is not friendly to families. And we have a single woman dressed in a way, it looks like she's dressed for the evening, and it may be 11 o'clock in the morning, and she walks up and puts a cucumber down, nothing else.
Has that ever happened is what I'm asking.
Well,
I mean, in your experience, has that ever happened? Has a woman walked up, dressed for the evening, and put a cucumber down on the belt?
Not in my experience, no.
Then why would you worry about it, man? You see what I'm saying? Why would you?
Because the protocol has been dictated by the grocers that we're working with. That's all. And so we need to address it.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. We're speaking with Robert Green of Fraser Foods on some kind of an agreement between grocers on how to deal with individuals coming into the store and buying merchandise, buying foodstuffs for something other than eating. Now, if you've never seen a single woman come in and put a cucumber down, have these other grocers?
Well, but this all came up when we were meeting. This was a general conference in Chicago of grocery retailers across the country. And there were a couple of individuals who talked about things they'd seen in the news about the use of whipped cream and this kind of thing as a sexual aid. And it started out as a big joke, and everyone laughed. But I raised the question. I said, all right, I can see how that's funny. But I also asked the question, how do we, as grocers, dealing with families, single mothers, mothers, fathers, grandfathers, grandmothers, how do we really feel about individuals coming into our store and using our products for that? And it began a pretty serious conversation. And so...
All right, so when you say drawing up a protocol, what I imagine you're asking the individuals on that committee to do is to cite instances when you would have to walk up to a customer and ask them, what are they going to use that for?
It may not be as benign as that, Phil. I think we might walk directly up and say, if you're going to use that for sexual purpose, we'd rather you shop at another store. And we would mention stores they can shop in, none of which would be members of our grocers league. These would be other stores, smaller stores. But
all right, if a woman comes into your store, and if it's never happened, it seems ridiculous talking about it, but if a woman comes into your store...
Well, you never say never, Phil. And the other thing is, it's a fact. All you have to do is read the men's magazines. People use these things. There are women who purchase a single squash and will heat it in the oven for a few minutes. And, you know, I'm not going to get specific, but you can guess... what's next, you know? And so...
All right, so you see a single woman buy a squash, one squash.
A banana squash, right.
See, this all sounds like a joke to me.
It does sound like the punchline to a joke, and that's why no one wants to take it seriously. That's why we have to get on radio, we've got to get on television, and we have to ask people, do you want your children standing in line behind an individual like that who's purchasing these things?
But will the child not see that it's just a lady who has a squash?
Well, the child may think that, but the adults talk. The general conversation starts up and down the line in the line that you're waiting for the checker, and the next thing you know, everyone's talking about, did you see that broad, not broad, but did you see the broad with the squash? And the child, almost by osmosis, is going to absorb that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Mr. Robert Green. We're talking about the grocery business these days and how there's so much to contend with. One of them is the fact that people use food items as sex aids. And he said, and there are others who he's tired of looking the other way when he sees young people come in and buy a can of whipped cream and razor blades, or he's tired of seeing single women come in and buy a cucumber. But the fact is, he's never seen it happen. He did say he's tired of looking the other way when he sees people buying whipped cream, who obviously, in his opinion, are going to use it for sexual purposes. Is it any of his business? Well, he says he does have the right to deny service to people. It is the right of any establishment to do that based upon behavior. But is that negative behavior, is that scandalous behavior, is that behavior that children are going to be hurt by, a woman coming into the store by herself and buying one cucumber? Because if she's buying it for a salad, if it was something she forgot, why read some sexual connotation into that? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry, drug addict. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Robert Green is with us from Fraser Foods. I want to ask you a question here, Robert. When you say you are going to walk up to somebody in the store, if it's a single woman buying a cucumber, if it's a couple buying whipped cream, if it's a single man buying Vaseline, are you going to walk up to him and ask him, what are you using that for? Or are you making the statement, I think this is used for sex, or what?
No, no, Phil, we have the right to ask them, what are you going to use that for? And, if they say, they look surprised, so I'm going to put it in a salad, obviously... that's fine, but if they give you that look, if they're not surprised by the phrase, what are you going to use? Food is eaten. You don't use food, you eat it. When I say, what are you going to use that for, and that doesn't shock them, I know I've got someone who may be using these items for sexual reasons. Now,
All right. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you have the right to tell somebody you don't want to sell them something?
Yes, I do, Phil. Legally, I have that right. I do not have the right to deny service to someone based on their race, their religion, or their creed. I do, however, have the right to refuse service to someone based upon their behavior.
No, I know you said that, but what is it about their behavior?
The fact that they're in my store purchasing a food item to be used as a sexual aid is a piece of behavior that I judge to be unacceptable for my business. And so, yes, I will refuse them service, and I have every legal right in the world to refuse them service.
All right, Robert Green joins us, 1-800-449-8686. Here's John. Go ahead, John.
Yes, my question or my statement is that if this guy is coming up to somebody and saying, are you using this for a sexual purpose, could that not be viewed as sexual harassment or some sort of defamation of character even?
I don't understand your question, sir.
Well, you're asking this person flat out, and in our PC culture, which is very PC, especially in public places, you're asking this person if they're using it for some sort of sexual purpose. That could be easily viewed as sexual harassment.
No, it's not. And when you get your law degree, you give me a call back, but no, it's not.
Wait a minute. Why isn't it? Why isn't it sexual harassment?
Why isn't it sexual harassment?
You walk up to a woman who's got a cucumber, and you ask her, is that being used for sex?
I have every right in the world to ask if the food items that I sell in my store are being used for some debased purpose. Now, if she views that as sexual harassment, then I view her as being an individual who is denying me my right as a businessman to conduct my business the way I should.
If a woman's buying a single cucumber and you say, are you using that for sexual purposes?
No, I didn't say that. I said, what are you using that for? And that has nothing. I didn't mention the word sex.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green here from Fraser Foods. So, in other words, if they say yes, which I doubt very seriously if they're going to, you'd ask them to leave the store.
I would ask them to put the food item back, and I would say, but you know, we're not going to sell that to you. This has been going on, Phil, for a long time. And let me just say to the individuals listening in my organization who I know are concerned, they know, I know, we've been looking the other way every time we see a can of whipped cream go off the shelf, every time we see a bottle of milk, a man come up with a bottle of milk and a package of liver, calf's liver. We know what's going on. Every time we...
Nessie, I don't understand that one.
Well, I'm glad you don't, but as a grocer, I've got to take another look at that. If he's buying...
A bottle of milk and calf's liver. I don't get it.
Well, I don't want to... I'm not going to explain it to you. I'd have to have somebody else explain it to you. Suffice it to say, you know, cause I don't want to debase myself, but you empty the milk bottle out and you line it with liver. And I don't want to get into it.
Is it not possible that a man who lives by himself, a single man, likes to have a glass of milk and likes to have fried liver for dinner and onions? I mean, I don't like liver.
Yeah, well, you know, I it's interesting. I hear guys say, I don't like liver. Boy, we sure as hell sell a lot of it to single men.
What else have you had a problem with, just so we can...
Well, if you're bored,
I'm not bored. I'm asking, anything could be viewed this way. So what else?
What else? All right. Nivea lotion, Vaseline, Wesson oil. When two men walk in and buy a bottle of Wesson oil, and that's all they buy. Oysters. When two men who are together walk in and the only thing they buy is Wesson oil.
So we're talking about a homosexual thing.
I have to look at every possibility, Phil. I wouldn't be a responsible businessman if I didn't. Because children...
I don't understand how it is, though, that a family of people...
Well, I can tell you that we've had people, any business... We had two retail grocery outlets in the city of Chicago have complaints. Because there were families, on two different instances, that saw single men walk in together... And together walk to the checkout line with a can of Crisco lard. And the complaints were real. We had to check them out. We had to go through, the Chicago police ran through a database. And
I want to find out what the Chicago police are running through a database. When you call them up and you say, we had two guys walk in and they only bought one can of Crisco.
You'd be surprised what the Chicago PD or any big city police force has in their database. And these were two men who bought an extra lard. They bought a very big can of lard, not just Crisco oil, but the kind of lard you stick your hand in. Now, I know of only two places that use a can that big, an industrial-sized can. One of them may be a restaurant, probably Southern Fried Chicken or something like that. The other, a place called Ramrod's in New York. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. One, a place where they do Southern Fried Chicken. Two, a place called Ramrod's in New York. Get him out of here before I scream. All right, 1-800-44. We'll be back with Mr. Robert Green on this very bizarre effort on the part of his business to walk up to people and question them as to their reason why they're buying food. Now, he doesn't say to them, are you using it for sex? He's simply saying, what are you going to use that for? Two single men buying a bottle of Wesson oil, a young giggling couple with whipped cream, a single woman with a squash or a cucumber. What does it mean? Is it just simply something she forgot for a salad, or is it much, much more than that? We'll be back with the answer on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Did your dad ever put a banana in your shorts?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Robert Greene with Fraser Foods on to talk about the retail food business and a protocol being developed by some grocery stores, some of the larger supermarkets, to ensure that their food product is not used for sexual purposes, as bizarre as that sounds. And I understand that you encounter this, but you have to understand, and I'm sure you've encountered this, people have got to resist making a joke about it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Phil, here's something that isn't a joke. A little girl a number of years ago by the name of Elizabeth Smart was abducted from her home, and within the first several hours of her abduction was brutally assaulted. She was held captive for a number of months. And finally, the police, with the great work of the citizens of the city of the state of Utah, that young girl was returned to her family, but she'll never be the same. I have a 14-year-old daughter who I love very much, and I want the very best for her. I'm not going to have my business befouled or used as some stopping off point for the kinds of individuals that did what they did to that poor child, Elizabeth Smart. And so, Phil, I understand it's probably a joke to a lot of people. I understand it might sound really funny, but I'm a father of a little girl. I'm a father of a young son. And, you know, some woman coming in here, and she thinks she's going to have a big laugh by getting herself a squash or a cucumber because it's all a big, fat joke. Well, I'm telling you that children being molested is not a joke. And
I don't know how you get from a two gay men walking in getting a can of Crisco to Elizabeth Smart.
I'm talking about the debasement and the sexualization of this society to the point now where a child is abducted from her bedroom window. The reason why is because people now look at this happening and don't do anything about it. No one will do anything about it. Well, I'm doing something about it. I see a guy come into my store and walk up boldly to the counter with a bottle of Wesson, and I'm going to ask a few questions. That's my prerogative. It's my business.
All right, 1-800-449. I, too, by the way, am the father of a daughter, and I wouldn't want to have happen to her what happened to Elizabeth Smart any more than you want that happening to your daughter. I guess what we have here is an issue regarding people's privacy.
You know what, Mr. Henry? They've got no privacy. When they come into my store, they have no privacy. The only thing the law tells me is I must not discriminate based on race, creed, or color. But when it comes to their behavior in my store, they got no privacy. No.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Valerie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, this guy is absolutely obnoxious. He is so perverted in what he puts his mind through, what he thinks about all these food products in a grocery store.
Is that it, ma'am? Yeah, I think so. Here is Liz. Go ahead, Liz.
That lady sounded like the last blonde I bought a drink for.
Go ahead. Yeah, Liz?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I've been in the grocery business for 20 years now, and we are...
20 exactly?
Family atmosphere business.
20 years exactly?
It'll be 20 years in October.
Yes, ma'am.
And never in all my years would a store director or department manager or anybody ask a single woman why she is buying a cucumber. Do you stand
ma'am, because
at your register?
It's never happened before doesn't mean that it's wrong. Because it's never happened before doesn't mean that it shouldn't happen. I don't understand your question or your comment.
Because you have
because
no right.
Because something hasn't happened doesn't mean that it's not right to now do.
Okay, well, let's worry about that now. And you're going about with Elizabeth Smart. Then go after and do
exactly.
something about that.
I'm
not about people
to.
Buying cucumbers and squash. And I have
ma'am,
two
I
children
care.
Myself.
Do you have a daughter?
I have a daughter,
okay.
I have a son,
then
and I have
and I
19 nephews and nieces.
Then we're on the same page.
No, we're not. Because when I'm at my
I
register...
I want for your daughter what I want for my daughter. I want their protection.
That's right, but you know what? I don't need protection in a grocery store when my daughter's with me or I tell her, run and get me a cucumber, or when I send one of my nephews or my nieces out for
why
a
would
cucumber.
You do that? Why would you do that? Why would you do that to them?
Well, because
why would
I
you
may
do that
be
to
at
their
home...
future?
Wait a minute. If she says send the kids out for a cucumber, what are you saying?
Why would she send her daughter out to get a cucumber?
Well, because maybe I got home and I'm starting to cook dinner and I forgot that.
All right.
And I would ask nephew, niece, my daughter.
Well, how old is she? Old enough to drive?
And yes.
Okay. So a 16.
And I would say, honey, can you go pick this up? Mommy forgot it at the store. So
all right.
When my daughter comes into your store and gets a cucumber, you're going to ask my daughter that may be a virgin and does not even really have knowledge of sex. You're going to ask her, what are you using
that
for?
Can I ask you this much? Elizabeth Smart was missing for 6 months.
Elizabeth Smart has nothing to do with
cucumbers. Now, wait a minute. I want to present to you
Vaseline.
I want to present to you the possibility that had that girl been sent into a store to get a cucumber and somebody asked her, she might have been discovered a lot sooner than 6 months.
Okay, but they didn't send her
they
in
didn't
to go
send
get
her to
a
get
cucumber.
One.
How dare you ask your daughter to pick up an oily cucumber at the store when you can
I've
do that?
I've asked my niece to go out and get whipped cream because I've made strawberry shortcake and forgot the whipped cream.
What I'm asking the lady,
Phil. How dare you ask?
Yeah, what, but your mind, Bob, is...
No, what I'm asking the lady is, does she ever consider the consequences of what she does? She sends a little girl out to get a cucumber.
No, not a little girl.
Well, all right.
She's 19 years old, and you mentioned 18, 19, and 20. She is an adult. She
yep.
can walk into any public store and buy what she wants without being questioned.
Well, you
I
have
don't
to
understand your logic
no,
whatsoever.
No, 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 no. I'm not going to say she can't, but if she says to me, my aunt sent me to get this for a salad.
You shouldn't even ask her. It's none of your business why she came in your store.
So if you're in favor of
running a business. You're going to be in the ground soon, if that's what you, is that what you are going to run
You're threatening
business
me with death. Not the guys that abducted Elizabeth Smart. You want to kill me.
Elizabeth Smart has
what is Elizabeth
to
Smart?
Do Bring with cucumbers and whipped cream.
I put to you.
I protect
I put
my
to you,
kids from Elizabeth Smart's ways by having security systems on my house.
A young
by
girl,
having cell phones
right,
with
I,
my children.
A young girl was abducted and kept in a home for 6 months.
Did they come in your
well,
store
on,
by cucumbers?
Hold on. And... the man that abducted her would lower on a rope a lotion for her to lotion her skin because he was going to make a suit of clothes out of her skin. He'd say, it puts the oil on its skin. Now
that was Silence of the Lambs.
It doesn't matter if it was...
It was a movie. It's a freaking movie.
What difference does it make?
You are amazing. I think you're perverted. I think you stand at your registers and go... Oh, this little girl's buying a cucumber. What is she going to do?
All right, ma'am.
And your mind just sexually
No,
goes.
Ma'am. No, it doesn't. Let the record
you
show.
You have mentioned things that are just beyond...
Wait a minute. If they're beyond belief, then how come you know about them? Oh. Yeah, got you on that one.
I don't know about them. I just learned
about
them. Well,
then why are you disgusted?
I'm listening to you.
Well, why are you disgusted by it?
Yeah, I'm very disgusted that you would bring it up. Now, I may be driving home with my daughters, and they hear you on radio
ma'am,
talking about milk cartons and some meat.
You know, let me ask you a question.
Have you tried it?
Let
Is
the
that
record,
what you know about it?
Let the record show that this lady has been a bagger for 20 years, and she's trying to tell me my
20
business.
20 years? No, I'm in management, and I've been in management
Managing what?
For
managing the guys
years.
That bag groceries.
She's
years.
A manager, Bob. These are the people who work directly for
I
you.
I work in a grocery business. I would never, and the company I would work for would laugh you out of their office.
Really? And yet they would watch every guy in a silk pajamas walk in at 2 a.m., get big vats of Crisco and not even bat an eye. Is that what you're trying to say? Because
and
I can tell you...
what's it my business to ask him what he's doing?
It doesn't matter, because if the two guys are buying vats of Crisco, they're two of them. So what if they are buying it to use for sex? What if they are?
It's none of your business.
Oh,
they're taking it home to the own privacy of their own home.
But I want
to
ask...
You have the right to go in their home and search their cabinets?
I didn't say I did.
Then why do you have the right to worry about what they're taking home from your store?
Because it's my store. It's
what
not their home. It's
and
my
you know
store.
What? Without those people, you wouldn't have
oh,
a store.
Oh, well, now you're telling me. First, you're trying to tell me what I can do. Now you know that I have the right. See, I got the right to say to you, if you walk into my store, you go to the shelf, you get a big, let's say it's about the size of janitor and a drum of Crisco, and I'm not allowed to ask you?
Why
what
would
difference
you want to ask somebody?
What if the
you
lady...
do you lay in bed thinking about all these sexual things and just think that you want to blame this on other people when really it's all in your head?
Ma'am, this society has become so sexualized.
It has.
Our children,
you know
our children are not even protected from it. They're not even protected from it. And a woman of 38 walks into my store and needs help pulling down off of the shelf a barrel of Crisco. And you're telling me that's not suspicious?
Bob, what if the lady operates a restaurant? What if she ran out?
There's wholesalers that they deal with.
Well,
No. Excuse me. We have a lot of small businesses that come in our store and buy products from us. I would never question them. Never, ever question them.
All right. Would you ever
why
think?
They're buying certain products.
Let me ask you this, ma'am, and then I'll let you go. It never crosses your mind when you see a woman walk into your store wearing a very low-cut blouse and buys a cucumber. You never think.
No, I don't. Because that's not where my mind is. It's not my job.
My job is to please
that customer, get them what they need, and make sure the transaction was satisfying so she can
return. You've got a lot to learn. You all got a lot to learn. You're not my kind of people.
You have a lot to learn because out of business.
You'll be out of business when people get so disgusted with the parade of single men leaving
then
your store with cucumbers.
You know what? Let's close grocery stores down and we could just go to and pick the fruits and vegetables ourselves.
I don't think it's a battle we'll win. But Liz, thank you for your call. Very spirited debate tonight between Liz, who's in the grocery business, and Bob Green. Does a grocer have the right to question any customer walking out of their store with a suspicious... In other words, they bought the cucumber, but that's all they bought. Why? What's that about? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Whenever you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Green.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Just a few more minutes here with Robert Green, who is of Fraser Foods. We're talking about his... You say that this is a something that was agreed upon by the merchants, grocery merchants in your area, which is this... That you are monitoring what people are buying in the stores. Other stores are doing this too, right?
The other stores are waiting for the results of our program to try and bring decency really back to the grocery business, Phil. I'm going to report to them in 2 weeks as to what we have found. But at that time, I will tell them that if they're scared of confronting their customers, I'm certainly not. And at that time, I certainly would, if they want me to go store to store, I'll do it. And
meaning you'll go store to store and confront people when they're buying cucumbers?
Well, we've got a list of items, Phil, that are on a list we have submitted to the Grocers League convention that we're going to have in Chicago in July. Crisco, Nivea lotion, obviously the produce that we mentioned, the squash and the cucumbers, foot-long hot dogs, any kind of really lubricant, as well as these other items. Now, there's also a profile, single women, two men together, teenage girls. Those are the most suspect groups. And
so if teenage girls come in and buy a big can of Crisco...
Oh, I gotta say something. Wouldn't you agree?
No, I wouldn't agree, man. And you didn't have anybody else agreeing with you. That's pretty twisted, dude. Pretty twisted.
Well, all right. You'll thank me, though. If your daughter comes into our store and she says, oh, excuse me, where do you keep the Wesson oil? I'll say, you know what? We keep it in someone else's store. Thank you.
Get out of here, Green. No wonder I don't shop at your store. Unless I need a really, unless I got to run in and get toilet paper. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. It's not news, it's The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't know why, but we were just watching the TV here, and Earthlink has a commercial. Got nothing, Earthlink's great, I have Earthlink service, but they've got like a little person in the commercial. And what I mean by a little person is traditionally people have called them dwarfs or midgets, but the respectful phrase is little person. And I go with that, you know what I mean? In other words, I don't use the N-word, and I ain't going to call nobody a dwarf anymore, because black folks and little people, and let's see what else. What other people do I say? Yeah, and Jewish folks. Those three folks really have had their ass kicked bad. And, women to some degree. But women, they've had a bad time of it, and yet they've gotten their payback in spades. The way they've paid us back, women have had a tough time. But, man, they have put the red-hot poker right where we do our daily duties. But little people, black folks... And what was the other one I said? Jewish folks? I don't use any of those words, those bad words. Now, WAP and SPIC, not a problem. I'm joking around. Well, I'm not really. I'm kind of serious. But in any event, I just saw they used two little people in a commercial. I'm thinking, man, if I'm one of those little guys, those little dwarf guys, I'm like, you know what? Let's say your agent calls you.
Yeah, Bill, we got a commercial for Earthlink.
Well, gee, let me guess. Do I play a leprechaun?
Yeah, but it's good money.
Oh, okay. That's great, man.
Well, what do you think they're going to have you play? What, do you want to play James Bond? I told you, give it up.
I don't care, man. Hope springs eternal, okay?
You're 3'1".
I don't care. Anyway, Ray Bradbury, if you've never heard the name Ray Bradbury, you should. He is one of the single greatest writers in the history. I mean, Herman Melville, John Steinbeck, Dorothy Parker, and Ray Bradbury. So my four favorite American writers right there. And maybe H.L. Mencken. Ray Bradbury wrote a story once about a little man who is what they called a dwarf. And he went into a fun house of mirrors. And he would pay his money and he would see himself elongated in the mirror. And he could imagine what he looked like as a normal-sized person until one night he heard laughter. And it turned out the guy from the fun house had been staring at him and spying on him and laughing at him as he pirouetted in front of this mirror. And the story ends with the dwarf running out and getting a gun and returning to the pier. It's out of sight, man.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Born again.